listeners. I'm back from my trip, so let's get this episode started. I saw squirrels the most on my trip, so we're going to talk about them first. The first squirrel we're going to talk about is the eastern gray squirrel. These squirrels are very adaptable. Since they live in trees, they spend a lot of their time in trees, eating, sleeping, and resting. They often live in areas with other tree squirrels, like the fox squirrel. One way to tell the eastern gray squirrel apart from other tree squirrels is by the gray fur on the top of its body and the white underside. They weigh up to 1.5 pounds, measure between 8 to 20 inches in length, including their bushy tail. Squirrel number two, fox squirrel. These squirrels are also part of the tree squirrels family that inhabit the eastern half of the USA. They are named because of the reddish-gray fur, like fox fur. Although tree squirrels depend on the trees for food and protection, fox squirrels spend a lot of time on the ground. They spend more time on the ground than their neighbor, the eastern gray squirrel, which we just talked about. Fox squirrels will even spend time in fields away from trees. These squirrels prefer environments where woodland and open fields meet each other. Number three, California ground squirrel. These little guys inhabit California, Oregon, and Washington. They forage above ground near their burrows, eating nuts, fruits, roots, and small animals. If a California ground squirrel is seen in the garden, they can be recognized by their half-bushy tail and brown fur. There is little chance of seeing this squirrel in the winter, however, because that's the California ground squirrel's hibernation time. Squirrel number four, flying squirrel. Although they do not fly, flying squirrels are able to jump and glide from tree to tree in very long distances. Since they require trees for gliding, flying squirrels usually live in dense forests. Female flying squirrels nurse their young for 3 months, which is when young flying squirrels learn how to glide. Squirrel number five, prairie dogs. Yep, you heard me right. Prairie dogs are actually a type of squirrel. They live in the USA and they range primarily to the west of the Mississippi River. They are also found in the Canadian prairies. Prairie dogs eat insects, grasses, and small seeds. They are prey to lots of animals, including black-footed ferret, swift fox, golden eagle, red-tailed hawk, American badger, and coyote. Prairie dogs are named for their habitat and warning call, which sounds similar to a dog's bark. On average, prairie dogs will grow to be between 12 and 16 inches long, including their short tail. The areas where they live can get as warm as 38 degrees Celsius, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, in the summer, and as cold as negative 73 degrees Celsius, negative 35 degrees Fahrenheit, in the winter. Prairie dogs are highly social and live in large colonies or towns that contain 15 to 26 family groups. Now we're going to talk about owls, because I heard two owls hooting. The first kind of owl we're going to talk about today are barn owls. Barn owls have a ghostly look from their pale color and swift flying. Barn owls have slow, silent, moth-like flying. When they are seen at night, they can appear white. They eat small mammals, rodents, shrews, mice, and occasionally small birds. They only hunt at night. They live in open spaces across most of the 48 United States, Mexico, and extended into a few parts of southern Canada. Nesting barn owls sometimes store dozens of prey items in the nest while they're incubating to feed their offspring when they hatch. Little baby barn owls grow in their eggs for 29 to 34 days. They stay in the nest for 55 to 65 days. Barn owls lay 4 to 7 eggs at a time, but not all of them hatch. Male barn owls make hissing noises, screaming noises, and beak snapping. Female, on the other hand, make quiet chirping noises. The next owl we're going to talk about are snowy owls. The snowy owl was first classified in 1758 by Carl Linnaeus, who was a Swedish naturalist. Most owls sleep during the day and hunt at night, but the snowy owl is often active during the day and sleeps at night. There are approximately 280,000 snowy owls in the world. A majority of them can be found in Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, as well as Russia and Scandinavia, where they breed. In the winter, they can be found in the U.S., the British Isles, and Northern Europe. The snowy owl is also known as the polar owl, the white owl, and the Arctic owl. Snowy owls live in the Arctic regions of North America, breeding mostly on the tundra. They have a number of unique adaptations to their habitat and lifestyle that are different to other owls. Male snowy owls tend to be more white, while females tend to have more flecks of dark brown. Snowy owls can adapt to almost any prey, and most often small mammals. The next owl we're going to talk about is the smallest owl in the world, the elf owl. In the winter, elf owls can be found in central and southern Mexico. In the spring and summer, they are found in the U.S., California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. They live in cacti using the shade and climate the cacti provide. These owls are 12.5 to 14.5 centimeters, 4.9 to 5.7 inches long, with a wingspan of about 27 centimeters, 10.5 inches. So tiny! Elf owls hunt at night, feeding mainly on arthropods, such as moths, crickets, centipedes, beetles, and scorpions. The scorpion's sting does not seem to bother the elf owl. They occasionally feed on small mammals, reptiles, and birds. They live for 3 to 6 years. The next and last owl we're going to talk about today is the biggest owl in the world, the great gray owl. Great gray owls don't build nests, so they usually use nests previously used by big birds. Their eggs are 42.7 millimeters, 1.68 inches wide, and 53.5 millimeters, 2.11 inches long. They breed in North America from Quebec to the Pacific coast in Alaska, and from Finland and Estonia across northern Asia. Their wingspan can be bigger than 152 centimeters, 5 feet, but averages 142 centimeters, 4 feet 8 inches for female, and 140 centimeters, 4 feet 7 inches for males. They eat small mammals and do not steal from other predators. The male is the hunter and the female protects the babies. Now it's time for the episode awards. Episode award number 1, longest episode. Number 2, first episode with the episode awards. Number 3, most games. And I think that's pretty much it. If you have any ideas, questions, or who am I's you'd like to send to me, you can send them by going to this episode's webpage and clicking on message. And please remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Bye.